I can't believe he said that either. But what did you expect when you tuned in? Here's Gruber.
All righty on a Friday. My next guest, not getting much sleep these days, proud papa, Steve Doolin, licensed attorney, real estate broker, good guy, and part of the board of directors of the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. No fooling, it's Doolin. Doolin, welcome to it. It's Friday. How are you?
Oh, not bad, Gruber. How are you?
I'm doing well. And let's see here. So are you sleeping much?
Oh, here and there, off and on, little bits.
Yeah. All right. So, congratulations, by the way. For those of you listening, there you go. I don't know what that was. I liked it. Congratulations to Doolin for a brand new mouth to feed in the family. Well done.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. We're very happy.
Very blessed you are. You are very blessed. All right. So let's turn to something really important or somewhat important. Julian Assange and Bradley Manning. And yes, I'm going to call him Bradley, much to the chagrin of those that want me to use proper pronouns. But at the time, it was Bradley Manning. These two worked together, created a bunch of information and gathered a bunch of information, then published it all over the internet on WikiLeaks that brought real damage to national security for the United States. Now, the question is, did Julian Assange do anything illegal by publishing the information found by Bradley Manning on the internet? Is that illegal what he did?
Well, that's the big question. According to the Pentagon Papers case from the 70s, 71, I believe, the publishing alone is not illegal. The New York Post and the New York Times, Washington Post and New York Times, won that case, and the Supreme Court weighed in on it and said that they did not do something illegal by publishing documents that were classified. That alone is not a crime.
So
that case,
right? So he gets arrested by the British, like 10 seconds after the Ecuadorian embassy said, we don't want him here anymore, almost 7 years on. And the United States does not charge him for publishing what he did. They charge him for conspiracy to commit hacking. Didn't even know that was a crime. Conspiracy to commit hacking, because what else do they have? It's a five-year felony, I guess. But it's a stretch to me. It seems like a stretch to me. Because here's the thing. I believe in journalism. I believe in telling the truth. But I also would say that if this guy was involved with the hacking or assisted Manning in any way to break into a government American computers, well, that would be illegal, obviously. So where does that leave us?
Well, here's the fascinating part. This is the part that the prosecution may have a hook to hang a hat on. The hacking as such was really just Manning trying to cover his tracks by logging in as someone else on the computer. It wasn't theft of the documents, because the documents were all documents that Manning had access to. He was just trying to make it less likely that he would get caught by logging in as someone else, but still accessing files that he had access to.
So he hacked as a cover.
Is that hacking or not? We're not sure.
So it was a cover hack.
Right. It wasn't theft of the documents that Assange was aiding in, at least according to all the sources I've looked at. It was helping to hide the tracks.
So here's what it comes down to. You've got a group of people that say you're attacking journalism and he has every right to do what he's done. And then you've got another group of people that say he is a complete anti-American slime bag who did this to hurt America and was involved with the dissemination of materials that got people killed. But even if that were true, because articles and stories have gotten people killed for a long time. I mean, publishing stories have gotten people killed for a long time, whether that was the intention or not. And not just military people, but civilians as well. You know, different things get published, different things get put out in media, and people pay an ultimate price for it. So I guess I've got a concern here, because I do not want the American government going after somebody that did what they were doing as a journalist. And again, what's the definition of a journalist today? I mean, that's kind of a fluid thing, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. Yeah. Who is a journalist? Anybody with a cell phone is a potential journalist, certainly. Are credentials even relevant anymore? Well, I guess to get into certain events, but other than that, we're all reporting on each other all the time and reporting on ourselves.
You have no idea. I mean, I'm reporting on you to my friends all the time, Doolin. I mean, I'm telling them stories about you on a regular basis.
Some of them may even be true.
You know, I think I'm more of a, I think I'm more of a gossip columnist at that point. Not really a journalist, just a gossip columnist.
Can you believe what he did? It's just wow.
Just anyhow. So, where do you think this goes? Do they get him back to the United States? Are they able to extradite him? Because that's kind of a tall order, too. You know, extraditing. He's not an American citizen, right?
Right, not an American citizen. He has really tenuous connections to the United States, actually. So whether the Brits extradite mainly depends on the judge they get. So it's sort of luck of the draw. British courts have been really unpredictable the last few years, especially. But it looks like the United States is applying all the pressure possible. I'm sure it's a coincidence that just yesterday, Ecuador received a $4.5 billion loan.
Yeah, from the International Monetary Fund. It's stunningly coincidental. Yes, no, that happened Wednesday, and then Assange was released on Thursday. It's weird how that happened, isn't it?
Conspiracy theories abound, but I'm sure that it's a coincidence.
Yeah, the total take, the total haul by Ecuador, which, by the way, has some financial problems, go figure, is about $11 billion in total from some other things that were being worked on during this time frame over the last few months as well. So it's $4.5 billion yesterday, a total of about $11 billion in all that have been made available to Ecuador and its government, and magically they decided to play along. Isn't that nice?
That might be enough to get an embassy to kick one annoying person out.
Yeah, and apparently, I mean, seriously, how do you live in one spot in an embassy for 7 years and never leave? I mean, I would just, at some point, I'd just say, screw it. I'm walking out. I could never do it. Anyhow, I'll give you the last word.
Well, it's interesting. It will definitely break new legal ground if and when he gets back to the United States. My bet would be he will make it back to the U.S., and ultimately he'll be acquitted.
All right. There it is. The bets are in. He'll make it back, but he won't be convicted. So says Doolin. No Fool and Steve Doolin. Again, congratulations on the expanding family. Well done, Steve Doolin. Good to have you here, and have a great Friday.
Thanks, Gruber. Always a pleasure.
There you go. Steve Doolin, everybody. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.